Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Happy 150th birthday, Claude Debussy. Today, it's a unique concert of Debussy's piano music with film created and performed by pianist Pamela Howland. The program begins with an 8-minute drive-by documentary with highlights of Claude Debussy's life and music. That'll be followed by many of the great composer's best-known piano works, all performed by Pam, and set to an original 40-minute filmscape. The performance is titled Reflections in the Water, Sunday, September 16th at 3 o'clock in Brendel Recital Hall in the Scales Fine Arts Center on the Wake Forest campus. I began by asking Pam why the multimedia approach.
Many points of entry are necessary, so that one person might be more literary, one person might be more of a visual person, somebody knows the music, and so what I'm looking for is a means to get people inspired. Apparently, after we did my one-woman show with George Sand, the public library was getting calls, a lot of calls the following week. How can I read George Sand's writings? So that was a great payoff. I started out initially doing some poetry and music programs with Dick Schneider, who's a professor here at Wake Forest. That was a literary approach. And then there was the theater add-on and then film. And I guess that leaves out dance. That hasn't happened yet. But it's just important to let people be free to experience the music in what's going to resonate for them.
For this program, Reflections in the Water, it seems like what makes it really unusual is the format.
I have designed two films. One is a very quick, what I call a drive-by documentary. It's a mini documentary of just 8 minutes long that will give people a context who don't know anything necessarily about Debussy's life and the influences on him. And so that will take the audience through that very, very quickly. And then we have a piano recital, me playing all solo Debussy piano works, with a continuously running film that I've designed in the background. So in a sense, we've been talking about perhaps kind of reinventing the silent film. My piano music is accompanying the images, but the images also will accompany the music. And the images are made up of beautiful nature footage that some very gifted cinematographers from UNCSA have provided. And also, these nature images morph into Impressionist paintings. They morph in and out of important artworks of the time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I keep calling it, looking for the right term, I'm sometimes calling it a filmscape and sometimes a dreamscape, because in that Impressionist period, they were very interested in themes of dreaming and the unconscious and a very sensual approach to music. And so that's partly what I'm trying to convey.
Tell me, what have you uncovered in this most recent project in putting this together about Claude Debussy?
What has really been happening for me with the inclusion of film in this particular program is that my playing is changing, and I believe in a good way. It's becoming more fluid, more flowing, and a little bit more spontaneous. And I think that it puts me in a more dreamlike place so that I can be, if you will, getting out of my own way as a performer. I think this music and watching this world go by has really, you know, kind of brought me out in a way.
My thanks to pianist and Wake Forest University professor Pamela Howland. Reflections in the Water is Sunday, September 16th at 3 o'clock in Brendel Recital Hall in the Scales Fine Arts Center on the Wake campus. And you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.